God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us, to strengthen us as we walk on the path of life as God's redeemed children in Jesus is from the gospel lesson. I want you to focus on the last two verses of the text of the gospel lesson. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about if you focus on problems and not solutions? Or do you focus on solutions against the problems? How do we focus life? Do we look out and see the grand space, or do we look at the pavement before us? When you took driver's training, that's thinking back a lot of years, you were told in this driver training to look ahead a quarter of a mile. How many of us focus like that? I want you to think about focusing. And I want you to think about this young guy who was sitting in an eye doctor's office to get his eyes looked at, for his focus was not all there. And he sees this older gal coming out of the office, stumbling, but held by a younger gal, leading her by the elbow, eyes closed and stumbling. And he thought, gee, what a sight this is. So when he got in to see the doctor, he said, you know, before you begin, I saw this lady stumbling out. I didn't think you treated blind people. And the doctor looked at him and he says, you know, she can see a lot better than you. The problem that she has is she's lost her focus. She's lost her mind. In her mind, the mind says she can't see, so she won't see. What about you? Have we lost the focus of Jesus Christ? Are we focusing on the troubles of man? Because we live in a dangerous society, and yesterday shows very, very clearly that we live in a dangerous society. When someone can go to the door and announce that they're a police officer, the door is open, and this imitator shoots and kills somebody, we're living in a dangerous society. We're living in a society that basically we've got all this road rage. We've got all this name-calling. We've got all this terrible stuff going around and pointing fingers at each other when we should be pointing at us as sinful people, because that's what God calls us. God says through Paul, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And he tells us in chapter 7 of the book of Romans that the thing that I want to do, I cannot do because it's sin dwelling in me. We refuse to acknowledge that sin has driven us. Just like Adam and Eve. Because if you go back to the garden of Adam and Eve, and all of a sudden Eve picks the apple from the tree, or the fruit from the tree, eats it, gives it to her husband, he eats it, they hide themselves, and God comes, and who does he look at? He looks at Adam. And Adam says, it wasn't me, it was the woman you gave me. And the woman says, hey, it wasn't me. It was the serpent who beguiled, tempted me. We've been doing that all along. We live in dangerous times. If I took a glass of water and filled it only half, what would you see? What would you focus on? If you were my father really never saw right, didn't see positively things. He always saw the negative. He would say, the glass is half empty. What do you focus on? And how do you focus? Since we think about the glass being half full, we think about God and how God looks at us, that God looks at each and every one of us and calls us His children. We are His children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And being as His children, He comes to us. Isaiah the prophet says, "Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. And the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." He tells us those words to remind us that we are His. Through Paul, he says, "For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord." So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. That's who we belong to. That's who gave us life. Oh, we say, "Oh, it's the sperm and the egg," but who created the sperm and the egg? But God Himself. He packed everything in our bodies. And He calls us His children. So as we live in dangerous times, we turn to God for help. We turn to God for strength. We turn to God for hope. And He gives us that hope. The Apostle Paul also writes in the 5th chapter of his book to the Romans about hope. That hope is poured into us by the Holy Spirit. And we're given that hope to grasp. Hope that is there in our lives. Given to us by a loving God, a creative God. And it gives us the power to understand, the knowledge to understand. And it is by this power of the Holy Spirit that we have faith. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that draws us to His Word and draws us to Himself to receive the assurance of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. A lot of times we can be distracted. There was this commercial that keeps playing in my head about a disc jockey for any, no, he's not a disc jockey, he's a sports commentator. If you've listened to enough, is said on Fox Channel 9 on Friday nights about 9:15, when there's no baseball being played or no soccer or no football, these two individuals debate, and this gentleman also had a commercial with one of the attorneys in the cities, and he says, distraction, all you have to do is look down at your phone or some object for 4 seconds, and that takes your attention away from the road, and you could injure or kill someone else. 4 seconds. And I thought, you know, that's really what we need to know also for our Christian faith, because if you turn away from God for 4 seconds, you're distracted. You're distracted from God and distracted from His lifting you up and encouraging you and assuring you of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And so Jesus says, look up. I'm reminded, and I couldn't find it yesterday, that Moses, that the people of Israel were just sinning and just being terrible people. And God sent the deadly serpents. And God said to Moses, craft this bronze spirit and put it up on a pole, that whoever looks at this bronze serpent will live, even though he's bitten by the serpent. John chapter 3 takes it another step. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son into death, that whoever believes in him shall not die but live. Powerful words. We say that so many times, we forget about its power. We forget about its strength to look up to Jesus as our shepherd, our guide, the one who is always with us. And I want you to think about being drawn to Christ, that you're being drawn to Christ in Christ. Christ draws you to himself. He said in the chapter 12 of the Gospel of John, that I, when I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself. He said that when he was going to die, that he was going to be lifted up on a cross and everyone would look to him and be saved. That's tremendous words for us, to look up to Jesus and to be saved. Because God is looking after us. We're very fragile. J.A. Carlson, and I forget the book that he points this out, points out that Jesus wanted to express his concerns for our physical needs. So he chose a bird. You know why he chose a bird? A bird can last or live 9 days without food or water. A man, a woman, a human being can live 12 days without food or water. A dog, 20 days. A turtle, 500 days. So who is fragile? Birds and man. And if you really look at this, when a person is put on hospice, can't eat or drink, they don't live very long after. So it is with us. If we push Christ aside, if we push the Word of God beside and not concentrate on who we are and what God has done in Jesus, we're going to die eternally. So God gives us these words. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. And oh, by the way, Nicodemus came out of secret. See, he went to see Jesus in secrecy, and his secrecy was opened up when Jesus died, and he asked for the body of Jesus. You know, Nicodemus, being there. He was there for Jesus, as Jesus was there for him. And Jesus is there for you. In Christ's holy name, amen.